What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Overdunk. This is a competitive Pokemon Unite podcast on the Unite Mics Network. My name is Zoinks, and I am joined by an absolute murderer's row of a cast today. I'll get them all to introduce themselves in just a second, but before we get started, what are we talking about today? Of course, it is Pokemon Unite World Championships, the inaugural event of such a kind, the first ever. It is very exciting. I got one competitor, much to Spraggle's chagrin, I'm sorry about that, but everybody else is just some of the smartest in the biz. The player's very smart too, but you know, different lines of thought. We are going to have a great time breaking it all down. I know everybody in chat already knows you, but for the podcast people, let's go through a quick round of introductions. Bruv, you're in my top left. Why don't you introduce who you are, you know, what you play, and then how people might know you.
Okay, yeah, I'm Bruv. I'm from Nouns Esports in Europe. I play tank, so like support defender stuff, but yeah, that's me. Hello.
Very cool. Awesome. Doofsnax, why don't you follow that up?
The other half of Doofsnax, glad to know that we've upgraded to the Unite Mics Network.
Oh, yeah, I didn't let you know.
We're a whole network now. That's good stuff. I'm happy to say I'll be casting Worlds, so I'll be talking about Bruv and a bunch of other stuff we're going to be talking about today. Can't wait.
Awesome. Artisan, how about you go next?
Hi guys, I'm Artisan. I'm one of the colorcaster from the APEC region.
Very cool. Yes, and to you, thank you so much for waking up. It is the crack of dawn for you, so thank you for waking up at this time to make this show work. Indie Bear, how about you introduce yourself next?
I am Indie Bear. I play support for the Gaming Gladiators team based in North America. And I like Pokemon Unite.
Awesome. Hey, so do I. Sneaky Seal, how about you round out our introductions?
Hi, I'm Sneaky Seal. I play attacker for a lot of teams in NA. I fill for them, and you might know me from spectating NA regionals, like the games that weren't shown on stream. I like to do that for everybody in the community.
Yes, one of the finest content creators in the community, a very competitive mindset. We're happy to have you, Sneaky. You're also no stranger to the show. I think most of you have at least been on some edition of Unite Mics at some point. So it definitely is the reunion episode a little bit. But so today, what we are going to do, we are going to be talking all things Worlds. That, of course, is going to include just some hot topics, some storylines that we gotta hit. We're gonna hit some fun segments that I'm really excited to try out on the show. And then, of course, what everybody's truly here for is predictions, making sure that Bruv does not predict nouns. It's going to be really fun when we get to that part of the show. But all that being said, there is something that I wanted to address here at the top of the show regarding the team IX. So IX, you've definitely seen some news. The player Rin, the jungler player for that team, has been playing with them for a long time, found a lot of success in the UCS, is not going to be playing for their team. Unfortunately, Pokemon has given them a suspension of some kind. I have been given some more additional information just to dispel some rumors and things like that. Pokemon has been contacted multiple times through legal, IX, and Rin. There's been discussion back and forth a little bit, finally, but the fact of the matter still is that Rin will not be playing with the team. IX will be bringing a roster to still play in the event, and Rin is still going to be a part of the organization. That is the last thing I wanted to mention, is that I know that IX has done their own internal organization with legal and have found that they are still going to be supporting the player Rin. So I just want to give that information out there for anyone who is wondering about it. I'm sorry I can't dispel more rumors. I'm sorry I don't have more bigger answers towards it. But and then I also was able to speak with David, the owner of IX, a little bit, asked him some questions as well. One thing he wanted to let everybody know is that IX, this is actually going to be their last competitive season as an esports organization. So this is going to be IX's last foray into playing in tournament play and all things like that. They are going to still, of course, try to be an organization that benefits Unite and the communities they're already involved in. Unite for Ukraine and Unite for Pride were huge successful events for them. They really, really want to keep bringing that support. So that is going to kind of be the future for them. So a lot to talk about IX. We'll definitely get more into where they're falling in bracket, group stage, all that stuff. But I really just wanted to address some of the, you know, touchier subjects around it at the start of the show. So thank you for listening to a Zoinks monologue at the start of a podcast episode, which I'm sure that no one really, really wanted to know. But that being said, we have another hot topic. I think it's probably the most discussed thing about Worlds so far right now is group seeding. Okay. Group seeding in this World Championships has been kind of a toss-up. It was a very big surprise to everyone. They are regionally seeded. East has found themselves in Group A and B. West has found themselves in Group C and D. It's strange, especially with the implementation of championship points. I really assumed that that was going to be a bigger deal in terms of seeding, but some regions only had one tournament. All this to say, I'm going to leave it up to our panel here, and I'm gonna start with you first, Indie Bear, if you're okay. Talk to me about this world seeding. What do you think of it? Do you hate it? Do you think it's fine? Do you think people are overreacting? Where's your stance on this setup of a group seeding format?
It's funny you start with me first, because I probably have the take that disagrees with most people, but...
Perfect.
I definitely think people are overreacting.
Okay.
I would have been happy if the seeding was just random, to be honest.
Sure.
Because there's no, like, there's no medium to be able to tell, like, which team's championship points are worth more, because they're all done regionally anyways. And it seems almost like, I don't want to say the word pretentious, but, like, how are we meant to just say that these teams are better than these teams when they haven't had a fair chance to play against each other, right?
Sure.
I think, I don't want to disrespect any of the other regions. You know, sometimes you can look at a team by the eye test. You can be like, okay, something is a little bit odd. Maybe some teams haven't caught up. But up until like the last regionals, I'd say there's a lot of regions in the East that were just being heavily disrespected, as at least what I saw online.
Sure.
So I think, honestly, the best way would have been just to do it random.
Okay.
But, yeah.
I think that probably, yeah, I think your take that it's kind of fine is maybe a little hot, but yeah, I think the random seeding is where a lot of people are falling into. I think that would have been what they would have loved the most, but Sneaky Seal, I know you're kind of on the opposite end of the spectrum. Talk to me about this group seeding and what you feel about this setup.
I mean, so ultimately, you're just going to have 20 competitors, tons of money spent to send people to go, and they could get O2'd in bracket and or in round robin. They could play 40 minutes of Pokemon Unite total, be flown all the way to London, and then be eliminated without playing anybody new. They could play people from South America, play North America, Mexico, play this all the time.
Sure.
You could go all the way there, play 40 minutes of Unite, get O2'd, and then you are eliminated, and you never get to play a single team from around the globe like you were sent to do.
Okay.
So maybe no round robin, no round robin that leads to a bracket. Just let everybody. Maybe round robin leads to seeding in a 16-team bracket, just so you're not there for 40 minutes and then eliminated and never play anybody.
I gotcha. Okay, yeah, so kind of feeling a little bit of empathy for the teams that were hoping for the world's experience. I can understand that. Yeah, I fully agree, but I can definitely see where you're coming from, Sneaky Seal there. Bruv, how about you? How are you feeling about this how this world seeding? You're going to be playing in it, and yeah, you find yourself in, I don't know, pretty all the groups are tough, obviously, but how are you feeling about this seeding format?
Like, personally, I would have liked to play other regions in... Mm-hmm. The group stage, really. Like, as soon as I saw it, I was like, this doesn't look right. Like, I feel like there should be more of a mix.
Sure.
Like, obviously, looking at my own group, I'm going to be like, okay, like, I'm just going to try and objectively look and just see, like, is this fine? Like, obviously, we're going to have to face... If we want to win, we have to face everyone anyway. So, like, it doesn't really matter, I guess, in the end if the group, if we're planning to try and win.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I just would have liked a more, I guess, diverse group rather than, like, Group A and B being the same regions in Group C and D.
Yeah.
That's what really...
I can understand for sure. I feel like we've kind of all simmered down a little bit on our initial reaction for sure. But Artisan, how about you? How are you feeling about this group seeding format?
Yeah, I think I agree with what everyone else is saying. I feel like at least in the East, you know, they have always been playing with each other already on the ladder in ranked. So it's... Mm-hmm. Not going to be as interesting. I feel like we're already at Worlds, you know, we want to see like the best teams pit it out against each other, not just within their own regions. And it's kind of unfortunate that they're doing this in that way as well. That's what I think. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, definitely a strong consensus there. Dupesnacks, anything else to add about the group seeding discussion that's been kind of terrorizing my Twitter timeline for the last couple of days?
Yeah, just two things. Hard agree. It would be nice to see everything mixed up. Second point, we have no idea how these things were actually determined. It's easy to say based on optically, like looking at it, yes, it's split East versus West. but I think there's a lot of machinations in the background that none of us are privy to on how these were set up. I mean, and I say that in the truest form. Bruv is competing, you know, Zoinks, you and I are casting, and we have no clue how this was determined.
Yeah.
We actually just don't know. I mean, it could have been a big old wheel ball, like a lottery ball, and they picked a name out, okay, group one, and it could have just landed this way. We have no idea.
Sure.
Does it favor that by chance? Probably not.
No.
But I think it is very realistic to say that none of us actually know how this was determined or why it was determined this way. Sure. And last thing I'll say, it's year one. So what we can say is provide positive, impactful feedback in forms like this and say, hey, we really want our world's teams to be shaken up so they can face across the map now that they're all in one area. And, you know, hopefully in year two, this is something that gets improved upon.
Sure. Yeah, I definitely think we're in for a lot of improvements in year two. At least that is the hope for, I know, everybody competing and following this scene. There's definitely a lot of things that I think people want to change about Worlds format in general, even leading up to the tournament. But we're talking about the actual event today, so let's transition a little bit. Enough negative news here. Let's just go through a quick little round of questions. Everybody, what are you most excited about the event in general? Are you excited to see certain teams compete? Are you excited to see finally international competition? Are you excited just for like a super cool, this is like PokeCon every year, right? This is the World Championships. It is good to be hype. We get to compete beside VGC and TCG, which are just such storied epic communities. What's everybody most excited for? Sneaky Seal, let's start with you this time.
Yeah, I am flying all the way out to London to go meet a bunch of people who I've been hanging out with for the last year online. I would love to, you know, if you want to go on the London Eye with me, Zoink specifically, let me know. We can look at the sunset together at the top of it, and whatever happens, you know, in London stays in London.
Of course.
Other than that, I'm really excited to watch, specifically, you know, regions that I've watched all year, like NA versus EU, so we can finally figure out who they think is better on ping. Finally, instead of arguing, you know, we were on 120 ping, like we would have gapped you, or no, we were on 120 ping, we would have won.
Oh, that doesn't sound like our communities. I don't know.
Yeah, no. That would be nice. And then, of course, I'm very excited to go watch the game in person and see what every other region brings.
Yeah.
Very excited to watch.
Awesome. Okay, Bruv, you're competing in this thing. What are you most excited for?
A fair few things, really. Like, obviously competing against everyone, just looking forward to that. Cool. Seeing everyone I've been talking to and just playing against and with the past whole year, like, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Sure.
Yeah, it's a pretty long trip for me all the way to London from London. Don't know if I'm going to make it that easily. But
Yeah, well, the train system I've heard is very good. A lot of people have told me that, so I'm excited for that. So you better not fail me now.
There is supposed to be a train strike on one of the days when we're there. So
you jinxed it.
It's 3 days.
There's different rail strikes, so...
We'll figure that out. Cross that bridge, or we can't cross that bridge. We'll figure it out. Awesome. Indie Bear, you're covering all the games from home. I know you're going to have an epic co-stream that your community is going to absolutely love. What are you looking forward to about this event?
I think most excited, I want to see all the players play on zero ping. I want to see like the best of the best. That's, you know, I would love to be playing. Obviously, everyone knows that, but what I am happy about is I get to see the best players playing on the best circumstances. So
cool.
Best Pokemon Unite out there.
Yeah, exactly. We finally get to see it. Top of the game is so fun to watch. It's what always interested me in esports in general in the first place. So Artisan, how about you? What are you most excited for in this event?
I think I'm definitely the most excited to see like all of the different teams come together and how, like, you know, the different strategies work across the different regions as well. So yeah, very excited to see that because zero ping and of course finally getting to see them play cross region.
Yes, exactly. Our first real chance international competition. Dupes next. How about you?
Yeah, I mean, no ping in person. Seeing all these teams hammer it out. Can't wait. That's it.
Yeah. Personally, I'm just excited for in person, I think is going to be just awesome, but I'm excited to see two teams sit across from each other on a stage. I just think that is like finally what we've been waiting for. Let's stop with this, you know, playing from everyone's own home. I know that's how video games work, but I feel like it's not the true heart of esports that I want to find. Everything is more fun when we get to see these teams actually on a stage. So I am so excited for that, but let's take a little bit of a transition into what we're looking at in terms of how an international esport even works. I mean, we have lots of examples from other esports that finally have their world championships, right? League, Dota, other MOBAs, and then, of course, even FPSs and things like that. All, when they come to these situations, have this chance for a regional clash of metas. We all play a slightly different style, and every time when those things clash, it can create very, very strange results. So, what do we think? Do we think that Worlds is going to be a pretty polarizing metas in terms of international teams? Or do you think we've kind of hit a meta in this game where teams are going to be bringing very similar things to the tournament? Bruv, you're competing. What do you think?
Honestly, like, stuff could change now because we've been told what's banned, really.
Sure.
Like, we know that the Glacier and Icicle Spear is banned, Buzzball's banned, so okay. Tyranitar's banned.
Right.
A Garchomp with Eject is banned, so, like...
Oh, wow, still, okay. Wait,
they, you never know, maybe there's a hidden bug that will come bring something else up, which would, like, make a dent with everyone's picks.
Uh-huh.
Blissey ulting teammates. Or enemies.
Yeah. I think that's only with Buzzball, so hopefully it is, but... If it isn't, it could cause a lot of things, but I'm feeling it might be more similar to regionals than what the current game is, just because of what's happening. But
okay.
Just gonna have to keep scouting and see.
Fair enough. Artisan, do you think that when we're heading into this Worlds, do you think that teams are gonna be playing very, very different things, or do you think that Unite has kind of found this even keel, even globally around a meta comp?
I feel like there will be some differences. Okay. I think just looking at the regional team compositions that a lot of the different teams came up with, mm-hmm. you do see like some that are extremely different. Like I would say like Korea, No Show had a very unique team composition as compared to like every other team out there.
Right.
And I think looking at how APAC has been playing it after regionals as well, it does seem like it's quite different, but I don't really know. That depends on how, I guess, NA, EU, and the rest of the world has been playing after that as well. I mean, I've definitely just seen more of the side of things, as well as Japan, maybe. Mm. So, yeah. Kind of interested to see what's actually going to happen afterwards.
Yeah, it's so interesting, too, because, like, between regionals and Worlds, it's the longest break we've had between any official tournament. So, it has really been this strange element of who knows what people are cooking up in the lab, realistically. I hear rumors that 1-1-3 is gone forever, 2-1-2 is the new wave. We'll see. I don't know. Indie Bear, you're one of the smartest people I know on this planet. What are you thinking? Compositions when they head to when they head into Worlds, are we going to see a ton of variety? Or do you think globally we've all come to find a pretty strong metagame?
A big expectation to have on myself. One of the smartest people, you know. It's
It's just my opinion. Don't worry. Don't worry.
I think because it's the first time people are going to be playing on LAN, I think there's a good chance that we might see teams adapt their picks and best of threes, depending on whether or not they won game one. And I think a lot of teams that might feel as if they're like unfavored into a particular matchup, depending on how their game one goes, they might just come in game two with a complete flip strategy, ready to just say, hey, you know, maybe we don't feel like we have the odds in this game, so why don't we make this game into like a 50-50 or 40-60, and we'll live with our odds. And I think we might see a lot of that.
Okay.
And we'll see what that looks like and how the international audience perceives that, because I think historically people have been pretty against those types of games or those kinds of outcomes.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think this game has many strategies. Not of all are popular in the masses. So that is very, very true. Sneaky Seal, how about you? Do you think we're bound for a ton of variety? Do you agree with Indy that we're going to get a lot of hot swaps between matches?
Yeah, so variety is an interesting one because metas develop across tournaments and even scrimming beforehand. I did have a quick question for Artisan. Artisan, do you know when a lot of the teams from the East are arriving in London? Are they arriving like a couple days before? Are they arriving a week before to scrim the other teams?
I know from Iceland that they are going to another part of Asia first before they actually go to London, so they get to play with the other teams within this region first. As for London, I think all the different teams have a little bit of a lull time before the actual world, so that, you know, they get to play against other teams first. Okay. But in terms of the exact dates, I don't have them for sure.
So they're at least going a bit before. I think they'll all scrim each other and develop their own little meta that way.
Yeah.
I know that a lot of NA teams have adapted the two EXP share, you know, maybe dropping Hoopa. And but ultimately, a lot of things have not been nerfed enough. Serena got nerfed maybe a little bit, but I think Serena, Dragonite, and Blissey were some of the most popular picks across every single region. And I expect to see some of those three again. But we'll see what meta develops during the tournament. That you can literally pick up a new character in the second day of regional finals and win if you... That's what you did. Like, you picked the tree up and you didn't play before.
Sure.
So it's whatever happens during the tournament.
Yeah, absolutely.
It should be fun.
And that is an exciting prospect for a lot of people. It's terrifying if you're a player, for sure. But for viewers, it's definitely something that excites me at the very least. Dubsnax, how about you? Do you think we're going to see a lot of variety? Or do you think with this, you know, early scrimming and everything these teams are going to be able to do you think that everyone's going to kind of find the on paper best composition before tournament?
Personally, I want to see a bunch of switch ups, right? I think that's just viewer friendly than watching a bunch of, you know, five of the same Pokemon smashing each other over and over again. The good news is, I think of all the different regions, they're all going to come to different conclusions.
Okay.
And I think it's going to come who can push the envelope the hardest and figure something else that the other teams don't know.
Okay.
You know, historically, you know, Bruv is on here and has been part of Nouns Esports. That's been Nouns Esports in the West. Like, sure. They have been the pace car that have been setting strategies. And in the East, it seems to have been dropping jumping in between different regions per tournament. You know, somebody else figures out something new and then they're kind of on the chase with each other. And I think this is like the best litmus test, obviously, going to be Worlds. But I'm pushing and I'm hoping and I'm expecting that it's going to be shaken up across all these regions. And maybe like day two after the group stages, maybe things will kind of settle out into the middle. But I expect a Wild West in day one. For sure.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Day one groups is going to be very interesting. Obviously, there's going to be nerves with players, but I definitely think it's going to be...
Wild West and Wild East. Now that we're talking about groups.
Sure.
Wild West and Wild East, for sure.
There we go. Okay, well, awesome. I feel like we set the stage pretty well for this tournament. It's going to be very exciting. Let's talk about some of the major storylines here headed into the tournament. Now, a very popular consensus, not everybody's, I'll be you, but a lot of people's, is that... Group D is going to be the group of death. Now, a lot of people think this is the strongest group headed into the tournament. Do we all agree with that? Does anybody completely think that that is not the case?
I think they're all buzzsaws. I'll step in right now.
Okay.
I think you are absolutely delusional by trying to weigh one of these groups heavier than another. I just don't think there's any person on the planet that knows enough about other regions to say a statement like that. I think there are some people that teams that, like Indy said, on paper or in like just surface level viewing, you can see, hey, maybe they're a bit ahead or maybe they're a bit behind. But the disparity between first and last in this world's groups, from what I've seen personally, is not that split, which I expect, you know, good levels of competition across the board. I don't think you can say Group D is like the worst of the worst and then look back across and not be able to make a same argument for these other groups. I just don't think anybody has enough knowledge or rooted information in each group to be able to say that. Personal opinion.
All right. Yeah, I'm a little disagreed. I think Group D is absolutely nuts. We'll get into more of that in a second. Sneaky Seal, are you more on my wavelength, or do you think that Group D is not the particular group to look out for?
No, Group D looks very good. After watching every single other region, I thought that Brazil looked very, very strong. I thought the second place team from Brazil looked better than a lot of the other regions I watched.
Okay.
I did want to bring up the War Tanks, I believe, was their English name.
They
looked great.
Name,
they looked great. I thought they had really close series versus XIS. But Stamina Central America is a flip heavy team. I wanted to bring up that I did count how long Zapdos was alive in a best of five series. In four games, Zapdos lived for 19.7 seconds.
Good.
And
good.
We had two teams flipping that objective right away. So I think that's pretty scary. IX losing Rin is a huge loss, so maybe less of a group of death now. And
sure.
Maybe it's, or I'm not sure who would get out in second. I think Random Gaming gets first, but...
Are we talking about how brutal the death is? Because I think they're all groups of death. I think it's just varying degrees of homicide out here.
Sure.
So, or excuse me, where it's Pokemon, varying degrees of how you get knocked out.
Yeah, group of the group of knockout is going to be group D for sure.
Sure, yes.
Indie Bear, how about you? Do you think group D is looking the strongest on paper, or are your eyes kind of darted towards a different group here?
I don't see any group as I can, you know, maybe I would say group D has two of the scariest teams, or that I would say might have a run for the championship. Uh-huh. But I'm biased. I'm, you know, in the West as well. I think it's unfair. I agree with Dupesnacks that we can't tell based on their regional performances how they're going to perform in an international bracket. Plus, there's been such a large gap between all the regional finals in this tournament. Who knows what kind of progress these teams can make?
That's true.
How much effort is going in? Like, who really wants it? So, I mean, I think we should go. Like, personally, I want to go into it with open eyes, expecting any team to be able to shine.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I agree with you guys. I'm saying all these teams are good, but like Group D, three of those teams are the most consistent teams in terms of regional placements also throughout the entire year. So let's not forget that. But Artisan, I know that you have your eyes on a different group. What group do you think is the strongest?
I won't say the strongest as well, but I do think
that
Group D is going to be like really scary as well. I think just watching the regionals itself and also the competitions before that. I know Asia and OCE didn't have like a lot of broadcasts for the previous competitions, but based on those as well, I think Group B is extremely scary.
Yeah, I think so too. I've really liked watching those two. Dupesnacks and I casted Revenant recently. They're definitely looking like a solid team. Bruv, I don't know. Do you think your group's the strongest?
I don't know enough about A and B yet, really.
Sure.
Like, to judge. Like, obviously, I feel like my group's strong. You know, I gotta represent myself. I feel like our team's decent. You know, the other teams, they obviously perform well. So
fair enough.
I've seen a lot of the Brazilian fans root for their team. So by numbers, I feel like they definitely know that they're strong.
That's awesome.
But I don't know enough about A and B, really.
Okay.
But
all right. Well, Group D. Well, the next question we have to ask is a tournament favorite going in. Now, we've already had a lot of people naysaying that the groups we can even say are the strongest. So maybe we can't even pick a tournament favorite. But I really feel like a large consensus of the community has that Nouns is the favorite to win this entire thing. Now, bro, obviously, I can't get you to speak on this one. But does anybody else... I think Nouns is looking like the best team on paper headed into this tournament. Sneaky Seal, do you think there is another, you know, tournament favorite instead of Nouns right now?
Another tournament favorite?
Do you think that they are like not the tournament favorite? Are they the best betting odds?
I'm not trying to jinx you guys, but well, you lost today for the first time as five, right? Can I ask about this?
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's just say I'm gonna give you your Johns right now. It's too close to world, so you guys threw on purpose and you're not making strats.
There you go.
So they are undefeated when they're trying their hardest.
Is
what the stat is. No, they look incredible. Every single one of their players can play a bunch of different things.
Cool.
Gotlu is insane. He picks, I don't know, this guy can play anything. He just plays Greed and
Kid's God too.
Beats everybody. He'll play Talonflame. Probably my best player at Worlds.
Cool.
Pick. So
yeah, he's.
I'll agree with you.
Okay. Very, very cool. Awesome. Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, I'm not even saying like if there was betting odds listed for these turns, which there's not. Don't worry, Pokemon. But if there was, I feel like Nouns is definitely gonna be your best odds for betting. Artisan or Indie Bear, Dupesnacks, anybody else think that is off base a little bit? Do you think any other team looks stronger on paper headed into this tournament than Nouns?
I've got a lot of faith in Black Hand, I'm gonna be honest.
Wow, okay.
I have a lot of respect for a lot of the players on their team.
Nice.
I think in terms of like, you want to look at, make parallels to professional sports, like I think the team that has the best 1-2 punch in all of Pokemon Unite is Jungle Book Overlord.
It's so cool,
and
man.
that's what wins championships. I don't know. That's how I see it. So
okay.
I have a lot of faith in them. I don't know if I'd say that they're the favorites for the entire tournament.
Okay.
But
looking really strong out of the gate. I got you.
Yeah, I have a lot of faith in them.
Cool. Yeah, that is a really interesting call. The 1-2 punch is going to be extremely strong, and really good news, it's summer vacation. So Overlord will not have any other tasks to get to, so they will be able to compete in Worlds. That is so exciting. Shout out to them.
It's wedding season, man. Maybe.
Oh, no.
We don't know. He might have to fly home.
His team might not know either.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Uh-oh. Okay.
Well, they don't have a good sub either, so they might be doomed.
No, the only thing I am worried for in this tournament, genuinely, please, we've had so many alarm clocks this year. Please, no alarm clock diff at Worlds, please. That is the only thing I am absolutely begging for in this tournament. Artisan, any I love that coffee pasta and Twitch so much. Artisan, any team that you think, like, on paper looks the strongest headed into this tournament?
I think for me, I have a few. I can't say like who's the best for sure, but I think Nouns is definitely one of them. Okay. The Japanese teams as well. And I think I might be biased about this, but I feel like Apex does have a chance to kind of get into the finals as well.
Oh, I think Apex looking really, really good too. But let's talk. Okay, let's transition a little bit. Apex, sorry, I'm stealing this question away from you. Okay. But Artisan, the next question I want to talk is, who is the strongest region out of the East that is going to be heading to Worlds? So we have OCE, Korea, APAC, India, and Japan is kind of who I'm all putting in that category for you to choose from. I'm sorry if you're burning bridges right now and friendships, but I hope you're not. Who do you think is the best team coming out of the East?
Best team. Ooh,
sorry,
like,
not team.
I have to
region,
choose one.
Region.
Oh, best region. I think I feel like Japan is one of the stronger ones because I feel like the way that they look at the game is very different from how other regions look at it. I mean, they were the ones that came out with the scoring composition. Mm-hmm. And I think as much as people say that it's very cheesy, you know, it's a strategy that kind of worked out. And, you know, as in the other team facing against them, you have to find the counters for that. And I think just looking at the way that they play, even in ranked, it's the choice of Pokemon picks is quite different from what you would see in, like, let's say, in the regionals or like what you're kind of comfortable with facing. And that kind of gives them the advantage because they have played against these team compositions that the other teams are bringing in, but those other teams might not have gone against like their team composition and also kind of know what they're thinking about when they are going into the game.
Cool. Okay, awesome. Huge Japan shout. Sneaky Seal, let's jump to you. I know you've been deep in the VOD review dungeons. So what do you think is the best region coming out of the East to this tournament?
Yeah, we were hanging out, watching all of it with a bunch of different players. From the East specifically, I will say I thought T2 from Japan looked stronger than Secret Ship and then kept...
Yeah.
There were some misplays.
Historically, they've been more successful than Secret Ship too. I mean, yeah, T2's actually won some monthly, so yeah.
Yeah, so Mame on the Serena looked really strong. I think I remember they should have won Winners Finals. They were up. They were Omega ahead, just super ahead. And then I think the Blissey ult hit a Wiggly tough with the EXP share. I didn't know what was going on there. And then in the Grand Finals, they might have been tired or something, but Mame was not able to carry his team, and then he switched to Greninja and won the game. He said, "I'm gonna jungle now." And
yeah, that was my favorite.
That guy looks really good. That was T2 looked very, very strong.
Cool.
India actually did not look that bad either. They had I was looking for specifically like this trio that the East was on the Serena train before the West was. And they were the Serena was broken. Serena has been nerfed. Stomp has been nerfed. I wanted to ask Bruv about that in a second, but India looked really good. They were able to run Blissey, Hoopa, Serena, and Dragonite. And then APAC was running, like, Dragonite, and they had, like, a Venusaur attacker, but and a Blissey. At least, as long as you had Blissey, I was like, this was pretty good.
Okay, I got you. Cool. Bruv, any pick out of those regions? I know you said you don't have as much information on them, but any ones that you think stand out to you heading into this tournament?
I would agree pretty much. Like, Japan, from what I've seen, is definitely... Like, we played against them in ladder as well. Like, occasionally.
Sure.
It used to happen a lot more back in the earlier seasons. But even recently, like, we get the occasional game against them.
Nice.
And it's like, they definitely feel like they know what they're doing. And got to watch out for them.
Yeah.
So,
okay, fair enough. Looking into them. Fair enough. Indy, who's the best in the West? You got all of South America. You got NA, EU. Where are you landing?
NA. I mean...
All right. Gotcha.
Just straight pure bias. Uh-huh. I mean, I have literally not an objective opinion that I have on it, but I mean, I having played against the 2NA teams that are going representing NA, and feeling like, you know, understanding the competitive level that my team is at and seeing them play and elevate the level even further. Like, yeah, I mean, I think both the NA teams are solid.
Awesome.
And I'll be repping them.
Very, very cool. Dupes next. Best in the West. Where are you landing?
Best in the West. So I'm going to punch in my cheat code, of course. Everybody knows I'm a huge mark for Excellent on Black Hand, so I'm following the same cap as Indy there.
okay.
Excellent has been my man crush here for sure. but I'm never going to undersell. I haven't gotten to watch Nouns Esports for literally 6 months in every tournament. Yeah, it's we'll say a friendly tie for first.
Okay.
I'm not going to cast or curse anybody today. We're going to say a friendly tie for first NAEU.
Well, we're headed to the EU for this event, so I'm going to say EU. Your fans are wild. I don't want to be hurt, so I'm going to say Europe is the best looking coming in. But I actually do think I genuinely believe. I think Nouns are just so far ahead of a lot of things. I'm really excited to watch them play. I think they're going to be incredibly strong. Okay, awesome. So let's jump ahead a little bit here and just ask. I want to ask the people who have like competed at the top level here. So just Indy and Bruv, let's start with you, Indy. This is gonna be the first like in-person on stage event for Unite. Do you think LAN jitters are going to be a very real thing that these players have to deal with?
I think so. I think a little bit is gonna come in for sure. It's gonna come down to whichever teams have practiced the most, but I think another thing that's gonna come into play is that the Eastern teams, specifically Japan, they're probably a lot more used to playing on low ping. A lot of more of them are mobile players, so I think the environment might feel more comfortable for them.
Okay.
But they are going to be traveling to London, so I mean, who knows? Even your food options available a day before the event can mean a lot for some of these players that are, you know, on a routine.
That is very, very true. Okay, awesome. Bruv, LAN jitters, do you think that's a concern for you or your team?
I reckon, like, everyone's going to feel some nerves. Like,
yeah.
It doesn't really matter who you are. I guarantee someone's going to get, like, nervous and stuff. Like, just got to get through it. Like, I feel like if you could, like, you got to handle it pretty much, or it's gonna affect you. So, some people will. It's just if they can deal with it. And that's it, really.
Okay. Awesome. Well, let's jump into our next segment. But right before we get to predictions here in a little bit, I'm starting this off as the buy or sell round. So if you're familiar with other sports or esports podcasts, a very popular thing on those things, I'm going to give a relatively hot take, maybe just a medium take, to each one of these guests that I have here. And they have to choose to either buy or sell that take. So some Pokemon Unite stonks are going to be given in here. It's going to be very exciting. So if you agree with it, you buy it. If you disagree, you sell it. So, Bruv, let's kick it off with you. Buy or sell? Worlds would be way more exciting if Buzzwole was legal.
Exciting?
Yes.
I guess.
Okay, yeah. So a soft buy.
I'll buy.
Okay.
He's buying it, but with a warranty.
Sure. Oh, good. We're already coming up with ways to get it approved. Okay. So you are buying. You do find that it would be a more exciting event.
Yeah, of course. Sure. A bit more chaotic. Like, if the Blissey bug's in the game, I don't, you know, I could ult baby Mazo.
Yes.
Know? Why not?
You could ult baby Mazo. Maybe. It would have been fun.
It's a good goal. Way to get some Brazilian fans, man.
Yeah, exactly. It's true. Yeah. You just point to the crowd once you do it, too. You become the absolute fan favorite. I'm looking forward to that happening. So, all right. Buy or sell. Oh, yeah, and chat, please feel free to cooperate. So, buy or sell with each of these takes. I already see some of you do it, but yes, absolutely chip in here. Dupes next. Let's jump to you.
All right.
This one we've already discussed already in length here, but I'll get you your hard opinion. You're spending real made-up money. So, the community, buy or sell, the community as a whole is heavily underrating all the regions from the East.
Yes, buy.
100%. Okay.
There's and because the community that I see the loudest is, of course, NA community and EU community.
Yeah.
So that's an easy buy for me based on what I've seen.
Okay. Well, chat, completely agree with you, except Celestial, of course, always the contrarian. He's got to sell that one for sure. But okay, very hard buy. All right. Awesome. Very, very cool. Artisan, let's start with you. We've discussed this a little bit, but buy or sell, the real group of death is Group B.
That's a perfect question.
Yeah.
I'll buy it.
You're gonna buy it. Wow. I'm an excellent salesman. Oh, no. Okay. Talk to me. Why are you buying it? Why do you think that Group B is the real Group of Death?
I think as compared to every other group or Group D, if you want to compare it to, the variety that you have in Group B is quite large. So in terms, every single game is going to be extremely different in terms of like the team composition and the strategies itself as well. Japan has is known for their own one, and Korea, I think, North Shore in regionals, they played Hoopa, Snorlax, Aegislash, Serena, Dragonite. No other team has done that in regionals, so it's also going to be very different from their side. India, you just don't have enough information. You only have that one regional to kind of like look and compare. And I feel like that's not a good enough gauge for you to say how good Team Revenant actually is. And I guess for APAC, No Lucario is a very strong team. So it's very varied. And I feel like every single game is going to be extremely different. The way that you approach it, the strategies that each team come up with to kind of counter the other region is going to be a lot harder than Group D or A and C as well.
Okay. Awesome. A lot of love for Group B. We're buying into that one. Indie Bear, next one is for you. Buy or sell. Blissey sees more play than Hoopa at the World Championships.
A good question. I'm gonna go with sell.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. Finally, a sell. My first drop on a sale, unfortunate. Why do you think that is the case?
I think Blissey is absolutely busted for sure. No doubt about that. But I think I've seen enough evidence that teams can play with a more traditional kind of defender tank and still have a lot of success.
Okay.
And I don't know. I think teams are going to rely too heavily on the Hoopa macro, and they won't be willing to drop that out of their compositions. We'll see how comfortable they'll be dropping Blissey.
Okay, awesome. In my mind, I was like, oh, that's the support main this, and then chat's like, asking the Hoopa main, Omega lol. So my bad. Oh, well. Sneaky Seal, you're the last one up here. Buy or sell, a team goes undefeated to win Worlds. So this is undefeated matches. So they could lose games within their best of threes, but a team goes undefeated to win Worlds.
Dang, I was going to maybe buy with like not losing a single game.
Oh my gosh, wow. Okay.
Random.
You have to say what team.
It would be random gaming. I could see random gaming not dropping a single game. But that's like maybe. It's really hard. There's a bunch of different regions. But you would go all the way through winners and then not go to... And not get reset in grands, is what you're saying?
Yeah, that's exactly.
Very possible. That's
and
very
not
possible.
Dropping not dropping a match in groups too.
Yeah. Okay. So it definitely could happen. I think either Black Hand or Random Gaming, or even like Apprentice, where somebody else beats Random Gaming, probably because they don't have a great record against them.
Sure,
it's possible, right? Where they don't have to play random at all if somebody else beats them.
Okay.
Sure, I'll buy it. It's fun.
Okay, we're buying into a team can go undefeated at Worlds. Very exciting. That, I think, was the most split chat vote, too. I saw the most sell and buys on that one. So very, very exciting. Thank you for participating in my stupid little mini game, everybody. chat as well. Let's jump into what everybody showed up here for. It is predictions time. So I'm going to bring the groups back up onto the screen for everybody on Twitch to see. We all have to predict who we think are those first and second seeds headed out of groups. So let's start with Group A. We can make this relatively quick. You don't need to give too much time reasoning for it, but you can if you want to. Group A, Secret Ship, Eternity, Renaissance, and iClan. Dupes next. Let's start with you. Who are your who's your first seed coming out of Group A, and who is your second?
So first seed for me is Secret Ship.
Okay.
And second seed for me is probably going to be a hot one. And this is something I want to talk about in the East, but I didn't get pitched to. So I'll talk about it now. I have a lot of faith in the ability for iClan to show up to this event.
All right.
Let me give you a little history on iClan. 2017, five friends got together and literally won an event to qualify for internationals in Dota. One spot available. They won that tournament.
It's true.
2018, they got back together and said, hey, do we want to try and run it back? They played for a couple months, went and won that event, got to the international stage in Dota. Fast forward 4 years to 2022, they were literally hanging out because they're just five buddies at a barbecue and said, hey, I'm playing Pokemon Unite. It's pretty cool. And then a few weeks later, it was announced that it was going to be at Worlds. So they're like, hey, why don't we just run it back? We have one spot. We have to win the event. That's kind of our thing, right?
Yeah.
They got together and they won the event.
Amazing.
They went to Thailand two weeks before this started. So they've been in Thailand for the last week to scrim against the rest of the East teams to try and figure this thing out. They all have international LAN experience, in-person experience. And I think they are fixing to surprise people if you don't show up for iClan with the only piece of thing you have against them is they didn't play Hoopa. Because UTG, I've messaged him. I was like, what was the deal with that? He's like, look, we think our macro game is stronger. We can rotate harder. We can play other things. And we don't have to depend on that to be where we need to be. So until we think that's the best thing going, we're going to keep testing, litmus testing everything else. So that is just a little insight on iClan, and I think they're looking to surprise people, especially if you don't give them any credit walking in. You're going to get the absolute break speed off of you, because I think they're just good MOBA players, and now they're good Pokemon Unite players. So cool. I'm going to give iClan my second shout. Secret Ship, of course, looks hella strong. So sure. Those are the two teams getting my nod out of Group A. I know you said short answers, but I couldn't pass up casting up iClan a little bit, because I think they're one of the teams that are most disrespected on.
Sure.
And I think it's because people just don't know about them. So there you go.
Fair enough. No, I think those are all really good points. You definitely have to show me your bank statements after that. There's a certain organization dropping a bit of cash in there. That is all good. Artisan, who are your two picks coming out of Group A?
I would say Secret Ship as well as Renaissance.
Okay.
I do agree with what Deepnex was talking about with iClan.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, a little bit biased on the second pick there for sure.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we all come in with our own bias, right? Indie Bear, two picks out of Group A.
He's muted.
Oh, my bad. I'm muted.
Okay.
Secret Ship for sure on rank one. I know that one's an easy one.
Okay.
iClan, I think Dupesnack sold it to me a little bit, but also they've been coached by Zugrug, and
that's true. I forgot to mention that.
So, you know, maybe I'm a little bit biased, but I mean, I believe in the macro and some of the strategies being passed down from Zug to them. So
that's true. I'm pretty sure Zug's gonna be in London too, right? So he's gonna be, you know, given the mid-game notes to them, if that's allowed, I don't know. But it's going to be pretty hype for sure. Awesome. My two picks in this group are definitely going to be Secret Ship, and I might be jumping on the board with, I think it's Renaissance. I really do like Renaissance from APAC. I think they're looking like a pretty decent team. Sneaky Seal, what are your two picks?
I did not, I like Nogucario a lot more than Renaissance. Renaissance played three jungles. Like, I think he played Talonflame and then Zeraora, and then he played Gengar, and then he went back to Talonflame. I don't think those were even close to, like, the best junglers on that patch. I was not a fan, and I also wasn't a huge fan of the Assault Vest and Bulbasaur. So I'm giving it to iClan. They looked really good. I guess they didn't need Hoopa because the other team wasn't running Blissey. So Toon's team and Zugrug's team could not convince... They were the coaches, and they could not convince their players to run to, like, a broken Mon on either team. So it was like, which one... I guess the Hoopa or the Blissey one is what mattered.
Sure. So your two picks are?
Secret Ship and iClan. Probably, I'll even give it to iClan first if they pick up some of these other things in these scrims.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, we talked about stage experience earlier, and they have stage experience over, I believe, if you can tell me, Artisan, about other teams from APAC that have stage experience, like if they played other MOBAs or anything. I think that they might be the most qualified team other than the teams I don't know from the East.
Secret Ship has some professional players from other games, but not, I don't know about MOBA. Gotcha. I know Secret Ship Yakko played PUBG Mobile competitively, so experience for sure. But okay, awesome. So we made it round through our round of Group A. Let's jump to Group B. Bruv, who are your two picks? Of course, if anybody's listening in podcast land, it is T2 or the Tsukushima God Punch, which is my favorite full way to say their name, by the way. Look it up on Liquipedia. It's the best thing in the world. T2, No Show, No Lucario, and Revenant Esports. Where are people landing here? Bruv, how about you? Your two picks.
I'm gonna have to say T2 probably is the first for me in this group. From what I've seen in them, they're very strong. And the for second, honestly, I haven't seen Revenant myself.
Okay,
but I've seen some gameplay from the other two teams. I'm not too sure who to give it to for second though. Let's go with No Lucario this time. Let's go with No Lucario.
No Lucario, all right, some APAC representation. I like to see it. Okay. Deuce next. Your two picks from Group B.
Yeah, T2 first, no Lucario second. Revenant Esports, though, you want to talk about stage experience? They have Mr. Crowley, who is one of the best Dota players out of India historically, period. That's just a fact. They have their own Liquipedia Dota 2 page, and it's filled with a bunch of first places. So they have a bunch of stage experience. The only reason I'm not giving that heavy of a hand to Revenant Esports, I do iClan, is it's because it's Crowley with four non-experienced stage mobile players that he's literally coached and leashed along, and trained them up. I don't mean leashed along like, in a negative way, but help build them up, help them, understand the different situations within a game, rotations, etc. Whereas iClan has that unanimously across all five. Revenant Esports just has an incredibly strong person with that history that is trickling it down and training up the rest of the team. So
Awesome.
I think no Lucario will edge that out, but Revenant Esports also looking to surprise people as well.
Okay, cool. So
So
a
I'm
little
going
bit of
with
a
T2,
shout
no
out.
Lucario.
Cool.
Exactly. Yeah, I didn't want it to go unpassed again. I
It
know we
might
say there's
not.
not a lot of knowledge out there about these teams from the East. So
Sure.
any information I have, I want to get out there because all these teams qualified for Worlds and deserve respect.
Oh, of course, of course. And that's what we're trying to do here. Artisan Group B, who are your two picks coming out of this group?
I think it's also going to be T2 and no Lucario, but I also feel that, yeah, like I said, this is probably one of the strongest groups that I've seen.
Right.
I feel like no show is extremely strong as well. So either, I don't know, man, this is hard. But I would say T2 and no Lucario.
I think T2 is pretty much everyone's clear favorite, but I guess we'll go around the horn until I can say that for sure. Indie Bear, how about you? What is your picks for Group B?
Well, we'll start it off with T2, but I'm going to give it to Revenant, taking that second tier
Okay.
spot, second C spot. I know, not a lot of people have seen a lot of their gameplay. I truthfully haven't watched a whole lot of them either, but I'm going to give it to the Indian community who shows up for Pokemon Unite,
Yeah, they do.
no matter where it's being broadcasted, YouTube, Twitch, any community. And I think there's got to be something to said about the fan base supporting your team. So I'm going
Cool.
to give it to Revenant.
Okay,
There you go.
yeah, I love the pick. Yeah, I love the pick. Okay, my picks are going to be T2 as well, and I'm in the same boat as Indy. I was actually going to choose Revenant as well. Mostly, okay, on the back of Crowley for sure. Dudex was talking about it. They won that game playing a really mean A9, and I have heard from the grapevine some quite rumors around how good A9 has been lately. I don't know if it's going to be true. I don't know if it'll be around, but I have heard some big rumors about it. So I'm going to pick Group B, Revenant Esports. I think they can make some stuff happen. Sneaky Seal, your two picks from Group B.
You guys have already brought up, I think anyone can get out of this group. It's
Yep,
tough.
it is
So I'll
tough.
just talk about, I'll say, I think T2 goes. Mommy looked pretty good when they Blitz ulted him. And then the other team, I'll just talk about No Show. I think they look pretty good. They won Korea. Their tank player, Blossom, I specifically made notes. I didn't write down too many specific players besides him
They
and
play
maybe
Snorlax, right?
Mazo. Yeah, he solo carried with like some of
Yeah.
his engages
Okay, I remember.
in
I
jump
remember that
fights.
game. Yeah, he looked good.
It was, yeah, I'll give it to them. I think every team can go though and learn whoever maybe picks up on whatever the tournament meta is the fastest will make it out of that group.
Okay. Yeah. That actually, I think that's a great take, Sneaky. It's like whoever, finds their game quickest is going to be successful in Group B. We're definitely going to see some fan favorites go home before bracket play out of Group B. It's going to be wild. Okay. Let's keep this moving. I don't want to take you guys too much time. Group C, Blackhand, Apprentice, Q-Lash, Cruelty, Bruv, who are you picking out of this group?
I played against Blackhand and Apprentice a decent amount of times. I know they're both good teams. Clash played against once,
Clash, right.
but ping was unplayable, so honestly can't judge them there. Cruelty, I don't know too much about, but I think out of all those teams, I'd have to say I'm not too sure between Blackhand and Apprentice. Like,
Who gets out
I
first?
think it's those two personally, the
Okay.
top two. But I don't know which order they go.
That matchup between
Like,
those two is probably the matchup I'm most excited for in groups. Like that game is Blackhand versus Apprentice. It's gonna be so good.
I'm gonna have to root for the EU boys and say EU's first, but
Ooh,
I think
okay.
it's gonna be close. I think it's gonna be close.
Okay,
So
Prentice
I'll
comes out
go
first.
Unleashed, Apprentice Unleashed, and then a Black Hand.
Love to hear it. I love to hear it. Tube Snacks, your two picks out of Group C.
Yeah, no guesswork here.
Okay.
Blackhand won Apprentice too.
All right, very clear cut, Artisan. How about you?
Blackhand and Apprentice.
Okay, in that
I
order.
can't believe it's actually.
Sure, sure. Okay, awesome. Indie Bear, are you same verse as the second? That doesn't make sense.
Black Cannon Apprentice, but I'm going to give Apprentice coming out first in groups.
Okay.
I have a lot of faith in Black Cannon to go deep in the tournament, but I think the type of Pokemon that Apprentice busts out, the way that they play the game, I think they have a chance to just beat everyone in groups and then maybe define some parts of the meta as well.
Okay.
And then maybe Black Hand might have to make some adjustments to catch up, but
cool.
Apprentice one, Black Hand too.
Okay. Okay. I like it. I like it a lot. Top lane matchup is going to be so exciting between those two. Of course, Black Hand and Apprentice is where I am going. I'm going to pick Black Hand first, Apprentice second. I'm not as dangerous as some of the other ones that you guys are. Sneaky Seal, how about you?
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and give Black Hand and Apprentice first and second. Black Hand, cool. Go in A, and the other two teams are probably the teams I think are the worst.
Sure. So okay, sounds good.
I definitely did not see anything positive from the gameplay I watched.
Gotcha. All right, well, let's jump over to Group D then. Bruv, your team's going in first. Who do you think is joining you out of this group?
With IX having to change their roster, I don't know how well what the performance is really going to be.
Mm-hmm.
We played them before. Like, we know they're a good team, obviously. Just I don't know how much it will affect. So if it affects them a lot, then maybe XIS could take it over them. But I think I'll stay with IX a second.
Okay,
I think stamina as well. Like, I haven't seen as much of the gameplay, but it seems like it's. It was the same play style of like kind of just kind of, it was a lot of the running into the objectives and doing it.
Sure.
Whereas I think the other teams are more like, from what I've seen, IX definitely, they've experienced this and they have more ways to deal. XIS, I don't know too much about, but I know they've got some hardcore fans going everywhere. So
cool.
Maybe they'll be angry, but I think it's IX second.
They have maybe like the most vocal fan base on social media I've seen. It's hype, dude. They show out for it. It's also not apparently not pronounced XIS. Like, it's like one word, but because it's like because it's like Zis OG Life is what their actual team name is. But I need someone to actually tell me how to pronounce it. So at some point, someone's got to tell me that. But I just remember Spraggle's video. There was like a bunch of comments. They're like, actually, it's this. But anyway, Dupes next. Your two picks out of Group D.
Ooh, Nouns Esports.
Okay.
One. I think it's Kratos stepping in for Rin, right?
We don't know where they're going to land, but yeah, Kratos is on this team.
Kratos is with the ad.
Yeah.
This is very tough for me. Specifically, and I think Sneaky Seal did it before, I think Rin is such a difference maker. And, Zoinks, you've talked about this before, that team's strategy was literally hyper feed Rin.
Yeah, you just shove every resource have into that player.
So that player not being there not only switches up like, hey, we lost a solid player, like it messes with their core strategy that they've been employing.
Which I will say has changed in the last couple of months, I feel, because OG has hit like a different form. I think like around regionals, I think OG has like leveled up even more than he already was at. I think now he's like That's another true. Force. So anyway, but your second pick, sir.
I'll stay a homer. I'll say IX Gaming, but okay. Man, it is marching on razor wire. That is
okay.
Thin. That's a thin margins between IX Gaming and XIS for me.
Very cool. Okay, Artizan, how about you?
Nouns and IX.
Okay, Nouns and IX. Indie Bear.
I want to just say Nouns and IX, but I have like this weird feeling that XIX exists, however you want to say it.
Yeah.
I think Mazo spoiler. And his squad is they're all incredibly individually talented. I think they've had a lot of time to prepare for this event. And on top of that, IX having a shakeup right towards the end. Plus, also, if I already said Revenant, might as well align myself with the biggest fan bases I can so that they like me. I'm going to go with XIS.
Okay, sure. A different kind of Homer, maybe. All right, that's fine.
Indy's like, I got rent to pay.
Yeah. No, I need gifted subs, man. All right, my two choices... I think I'm going to be the crazy outlier. This is going to be my black sheep pick. Nouns Esports won, stamina, my number two. I shout out the homie Solstice. He's taking it, man. He's going in. That is my second prediction. Uzi said it in chat. Solstice has got Zera. It's gonna be hype. Sneaky Seal, your two picks.
You can't take my pick, man. Right before I
Are you going with me,
dude? Nouns Esports takes it. I don't. I love you, Pikadiff. And I'm sorry. I don't know. It's gonna be tough. You gotta shake up right before. Stamina kept the Zapdos alive for four games for less than 20 seconds. They're gonna flip. That thing is gonna die. It is going to die fast. And XIS and IX have to be prepared for the flip. It's every single objective. The Rotom was flipped. The Dreadnought was flipped. The Zapdos was flipped. It was dead. In like 5 seconds. And then, but IX also looked pretty good. They were, from what I understand, they did copy IX's comp. After they scrimmed them for regional finals and they won with IX's comp, they looked really good on it. It looked like a light version of IX. So I think anyone can get second in this group is what I'll say.
Okay, very, very exciting. Well, awesome. Those are our group predictions, everybody. We're going to have just one last kind of row of questions, and then we will head out. So we've already kind of said who we think are the strongest teams, but let's just get rapid fire round at this point in time. Everybody, let's go with your pick to win the entire tournament. Bruv, I'm sorry. I'm going to be skipping you for this question. Dupes next. Who is your pick to win this entire thing?
I'm going to stay an absolute homer, and I'm going to go with Black Hand.
Black Hand. Artisan, win the entire thing.
Nouns.
Indy.
In the grand finals against Secret Ship and Black Hand, I'm giving it to Secret Ship.
Okay. Very exciting. I'm choosing Black Hand for me. Sneaky Seal, how about you?
Well, it's a disrespect to Bruv. Excuse me. I just want to be the most right, so I'm going to check my percentage right after this. Random gaming wins everything. Nouns.
Okay, Nouns wins. All right, last, we're going to go around the horn one more time. Out of your team that you picked to win, who's the MVP player on that roster of this tournament? Bruv, go ahead. Who's the MVP player on your team that lets you win this tournament?
Galu's going to 1v5.
Galu 1v5. Okay, that's a good safe pick there. Deuce next, MVP on your team to win.
Overlord.
Okay,
Come on.
Yes. That is a very good, easy choice. I like to hear it. Artisan, how about you?
Getlu.
Okay, yes, Getlu getting a lot of love here. Indie Bear, who's the MVP on Secret Ship that wins them the whole tournament?
Bui.
Okay, I love it. I love to hear it. Okay, my pick. My pick's Overlord. Sneaky Seal, how about you?
I'm going to wear a squirrel costume, and then Gottlieb's going to pick Greedent.
Okay, good.
And then he's going to 1v5 steal the Zapdos in like game 5. It's going to be insane.
This goes into your percentage of correct predictions, by the way. Yeah, if that doesn't happen, it loses.
It's
going to
be a game 5. Greedent steals Zapdos, and he's going to belch on it, and it's going to be insane.
Awesome. Last question I promised about the tournament. Everybody's dark horse for this entire thing. Sneaky Seal, I'll start with you.
You went backwards. You snaked on me. the second T2, sure.
T2, okay, that's a dark horse for the win the whole thing for you. My dark horse, I'm going to give it to, oh man, it feels weird calling, I'm gonna give it to Apprentice is my dark horse to win this tournament. Indy.
iClan,
big shout outs, I love it. Artisan.
No Lucario,
there we go, there's the homer pick, love to hear it. Dude snacks.
iClan,
a couple of votes for iClan. Here we go. Bruv, if you were to be beat by anybody as a surprise, who would you want it to be?
Let's say iClan
Brazil.
As well.
They have the most fans. Brazil has the most fans.
Yeah.
I mean, I love Brazil. Hello.
Hello. Good.
I'll say iClan, you know.
Okay, iClan with 3 votes around the horn. Now I feel bad for not picking iClan.
Listen, you said dark horse. You didn't say like a heavy favorites up top. I'm sleeping on iClan. I'm hoping they shake it up. I really am.
Awesome. Okay, I am excited. I'm excited for this tournament. I hope you all are too. I've already burned too much of everybody's time. So that is going to bring us to the end of our show. I'm going to give all of our guests just one last chance to plug all your socials where everybody can find you and all stuff like that. Bruv, where can people find you on the internet?
Find me on Twitch. I stream a lot. YouTube, I'm doing again, and Twitter. That's pretty much it.
Awesome. You're doing the YouTube again. Everybody go sub to Bruv on YouTube. Get those numbers up for the guy. Doopsnacks, how about you?
Yeah, the only thing I'll plug real quick is our emote initiative. If you sub or prime sub to Unite Mics, we donate all the money at the end of the month to different causes. But most importantly, it gets you our emotes, and specifically because Zoinks and I are casting worlds, and it might just be an emote chat only going on Twitch. Great way to support, get our emotes and show us support in chat in that sense by just spamming the emotes I just put in chat right there. So cool. That's all I'm going to shout out. Thank you, everybody. Can't wait for Worlds, and it's going to be a ride. Let's go.
It's going to be hype. Artisan, how about you? Where can people find you on the internet?
You can find me on Twitch, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram under Artisan with 3 N's.
Okay. Artisan with 3 N's. I'd love to see it. Indie Bear, anything you want to shout out? Anything you want to plug?
I stream every day on Twitch. If you guys see me there, I have YouTube videos almost daily. And Discord community I've been building up. We do movie nights every other night. Been doing private coaching sessions on Metafy as well. So should be able to find me if you look hard enough. And yeah, shout out to Pokemon Unite. I love the game.
Sweet. There's literally no better investment than getting a Metafy session with Indie Bear, by the way. I said he had the greatest mind on the planet Earth. So, I mean, I don't know what more vouch I can give. Go get a Metafy session from Indie Bear. Sneaky Seal, how about you? Where can people find you on all of the internets? I know you're going to be at London. You're going to be IRL streaming. You're going to be in a squirrel costume. Where can people witness this?
Twitch.tv/TheSneakySeal and Twitter /TheSneakySeal. Okay. Coming out with me. I'm going to live stream Toon, and I will be hanging out a bit. Goof is also there at the same hotel. You're in a hotel near me. You might show up, right?
Probably.
We'll see.
I'll be around. I'm planning to spend as minimal time in a hotel as I can. I get to go to London, not too much, so it's going to be fun. But that is bringing us to the end of the show.
No, it's not. Saturday, if you are in London, Saturday night, the Fox at Excel, 8 p.m. on, is kind of the world's poker party. It's something I set up in 2018 in Nashville, 2019 in Washington, D.C. It is a place for all people that are there for Pokemon Worlds. It gives us the central locations to meet at. That information is on my Twitter. Check that out. It's going to be awesome. It's been kind of the highlight moment of my last two Worlds experiences, and I expect it to be S tier for this one as well as everybody comes together. Sorry. Definitely wanted to get that in. I can't believe I almost forgot.
No, you're good. Absolutely. World's Poke Party. It is amazing. I've heard nothing but good things the last 2 years. VGC, TCG, Unite, everyone shows up. It's going to be absolutely hype. Last thing for you, Night Mikes, you're watching this on Twitch. Thanks so much for tuning into the live show. This gets uploaded onto youtube.com/UniteMikes. And of course, this is in podcast form. So we're on Spotify, Apple, Google, everywhere. Go and subscribe to the podcast there. If you're already there, leave a 5-star review. It helps us so much. People will find the show and therefore find the competitive Pokemon Unite scene, which I love. And that'll help grow the community even more. That is what we want, folks. So thank you so much for everybody tuning in. This is an absolute blast. Good luck to all the competitors at Worlds in just a few weeks. I'm happy to see some of you there. Everybody watching at home, it's going to be an amazing show. So have a great night. I have been Zoinks. They have been the best people in the world. This has been Overnog, and I'll see you all next time. Goodbye.